Two LA Sheriff's Deputies Ambushed, Shot Without Warning or Provocation. By Joel B. Polak on September 12, 2020. Two Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, LASD, deputies were ambushed and shot as they sat in their patrol car in Compton on Saturday evening. They were rushed to the hospital. Moments ago, two of our sheriff deputies were shot in Compton and were transported to a local hospital. They are both still fighting for their lives, so please keep them in your thoughts and prayers. We will update this thread with information as it becomes available. LA County Sheriff's, Atla Eek, September 13, 2020. Update: One male deputy and one female deputy were ambushed as they sat in their patrol vehicle. Both sustained multiple gunshot wounds and are in critical condition. They are both currently undergoing surgery. The suspect is still at large. LA County Sheriff's, Atla Eek, September 13, 2020. Update: The gunman walked up on the deputies and opened fire without warning or provocation. pic.twitter.com/kchi.coxch. LA County Sheriff's, Atla Eek, September 13, 2020. Unconfirmed reports suggest that they were both shot in the head. LAS deputies have been targeted by Black Lives Matter protests, as well as self-described anarchists and Antifa supporters, since the shooting death of a black man, Dijon Kizzy, earlier this month. Kizzy allegedly fought with police who tried to pull him over for a bicycle infraction. He allegedly had a gun at the time of the confrontation. Nightly protests, many of them violent, have taken place outside the LAST facility in South Los Angeles. Update: Officials said that the two officers were conducting a routine patrol outside an LA Metro train station when they were attacked. One of the two victims was able to tell fellow officers that the shooter was a dark-skinned male. LAST Captain Kent Wegener said that anyone with information should call the LAST at 323-890-5500. LAST Sheriff Alex Villanueva said that the two officers graduated police training together and were sworn in 14 months ago. He said they were both suffering from multiple gunshot wounds and were out of surgery. President Donald Trump tweeted about the incident. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.